After a public consultation by Improving Healthcare Together, NHS England decided that a new acute hospital should be built in Sutton. The £500 million grant will be split between creating the new site at Sutton and improving services at Epsom and St Helier hospitals. The new hospital's due to open in 2025, but Stephen Hammond wants it built sooner and made this appeal to Boris Johnson at PMQs earlier.
Will the Prime Minister work with me to ensure that those plans are brought forward as quickly as possible, despite the opposition from local Labour politicians?
This was the Prime Minister's reply.
I'm proud that we're going ahead with a brand new state-of-the-art hospital, with most services staying put in the modernised buildings at Epsom and St Helier. The new hospital will come as part of the government's commitment, as I say, to build 48 hospitals by 2030 in the biggest hospital building programme of a generation.
But it's not just Labour politicians who say the decision needs more thought. Conservative MP for Epsom and Ewell Chris Grayling has always maintained that a new hospital should be built in his constituency. The move will see acute services like A&E and maternity moved out of Epsom and St Helier hospitals and relocated at the new site. Campaign group COSH, or Keep Our St Helier Hospital, also says the move will put patients at risk as they'll have to travel farther for critical care.